Pope Benedict XVI received the President of Bulgaria, Georgi Parvanov, and the President of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, George Ivanov, this morning in a separate audience at the Apostolic Palace. Chris Altieri reports.
Each president was accompanied by a delegation representing both civil and religious authorities in his respective country, where the Catholic Church is a small and active minority living together with the Orthodox majority. Catholic and Orthodox leaders traveled to Rome to venerate Saints Cyril and Methodius, co-patrons of Europe, who are celebrated together at the end of May in many countries that trace their Christian and cultural heritage to the great missionaries.
En cette heureuse circonstance, je voudrais renouveler mes sentiments d'amitié à l'égard du bien-aimé.
Speaking in French to the Bulgarian president, Pope Benedict said the spiritual heritage of Saints Cyril and Methodius has left its distinct mark on the Slavic peoples, and that the saints' example has sustained the witness of numberless Christians who throughout the centuries and down to the present day continue to consecrate themselves to the spread of the message of salvation and at the same time to work to build up a just and equitable society. Pope Benedict prayed that this living tradition of holiness and citizenship might continue to help the nation of Bulgaria to contribute to the building of a Europe that is faithful to its Christian roots.
In fact, this is the most precious contribution that Christians can offer to the construction of a Europe of the third millennium, which aspires to a future of progress, justice, and peace for all.
In English-language remarks to the president of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, the Pope said the task of conserving this patrimony of ideals and values presents a challenge to everyone together.
Your beloved homeland, marked by the influence of these two great saints, seeks to become more and more a place of peaceful encounter and dialogue between the country's many social and religious spheres. My hope, which I renew today with all my heart, is that you may continue to progress on this path.
The meeting of the delegations with the Holy Father has become a tradition that the Pope happily remembered in greeting his visitors, to whom he entrusted words of esteem and affection for the Bulgarian and Macedonian peoples. I'm Chris Altieri.